Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yeah, I ordered a pulse oximeter, and when I see that it doesn't work.
Okay. For security purpose, your first and last name. I'm sorry.
Camille DiPietro.
Okay, Ms. Camille. For security purposes, will you please verify your address for me?
475 Chandler Street, Apartment 208, Worcester, Mass. 01604.
Thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you have the pulse oximeter as a free gift. It's just that it was a free gift to you from the topconsumerdeals.com. Now, of course, as a part of it being that free deal, if not declined or canceled within the first 48 hours, you are automatically enrolled into their monthly subscription. But I do show here where the account has been canceled and fully refunded back. And I noticed that you said that the pulse oximeter was not working. What's it doing?
Nothing.
Does it calls for batteries?
Yeah, and I put the batteries in the correct way, and it's not working.
Bear with me one moment. Let me see what we can do, because with it being a free gift, I'm not certain if it'll strike up another account if I order another one. So bear with me just a moment. Let me check into that, okay?
Yeah, but don't charge me for it, and don't put that $47 charge on it either.
Yeah, that has already been canceled, so you wouldn't be charged that again. But the only thing is, give me just a second. Let me see what we can do, okay?
Right.
All right, I do apologize for that hold, Ms. Camille. So because your account has already been canceled and the full refund has been issued to the account, if the system will not allow me to process a reship for the product, so that oximeter is yours to keep.
They're asking you what?
I'm sorry?
What?
I said that the pulse oximeter was a free gift to you, so when you canceled the account, your account has already been canceled as well as refund back, so we wouldn't be able to do anything about the pulse oximeter.
What are you talking about? I paid $7.95 for it.
Yes, ma'am.
And
that was for the shipping and handling of the product.
Yeah, so I want another one because this one doesn't work. You're welcome
okay, so
to take this one down.
You'll have to do another free trial for it, where you'll have to order it online again, because again, that was a free gift to you. You just had to pay for the shipping and handling to receive the gift.
Yeah, that's right. It's a free gift, but it doesn't work.
And I do apologize for that, Ms. Camille, but when you canceled your account with the
I didn't cancel the account. The only thing I called back for was saying that they put a $47 charge on there, and I said, what the hell is that? And they gave me some gibberish, and I said, you put that money back in my account, because there was no mention of a $47 charge.
Yes,
now,
ma'am. So
I don't know if they canceled my account or not, but I didn't cancel my account. I called CVS. She said to call you and that you would send out another pulse oximeter. So I want you to send me another one that works.
Unfortunately, ma'am, we are not able to do so because, again, you canceled your account with the merchant who provided you with that pulse oximeter for free, which was the topconsumerdeals.com.
I want to speak to your manager.
Okay, I can get you over to a manager, Ms. Camille, but they are going to go through the same policies and procedures as myself because it is
just
showing here.
Stop talking and put me through your manager, please.
Okay, bear with me one moment, Ms. Camille. I can get you over to a manager. Again, I must advise that they are going to go through the same policies and procedures as myself.
I said, just give me to the manager. Stop spilling the same thing over and over again.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Camille, for quality reasons, I do have to still do my part as far as notifying
you
of the policies.
Yeah, you did your part. I heard it. I heard everything. Now just get me through your manager.
Bear with me one moment, please. And I am still here. I'm just searching for a manager for you, okay?
Yeah.
And I am still here. Excuse me. We're just waiting on the response back, okay?
Yeah.
I am still here, Ms. Camille. I'm just waiting on a response, okay?
Yep.
Thank you so much for your patience. All right. So if you'll bear with me one moment, I'll go ahead and get you transferred over to my manager. And it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today. Please hold for your transfer, Ms. Camille.
All right.
Thank you.